Welcome to the Avengers Podcast, where we assemble weekly to binge the MCU and all things nerd, old and new. You can follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Avengers Podcast. That is one word, ladies and gentlemen, A-B-I-N-G-E-R-S Podcast. Give us a like, a comment, and let us know what you think of the show. You can also find us wherever podcasts are available and at AvengersPodcast.com, where you can find a little bit more about us, and you can find our merch, where we have stickers, mugs, t-shirts, hats, and hoodies, all that and more. Check it out and show your Avengers fandom today. If you'd like to support the show, you can find us on Patreon at patreon.com/Avengers Podcast. We have exclusive content only available on our Patreon, $1, $3, $5, and $10 tiers available. Check it out today. And for shout-outs, access to our Discord, Minecraft servers, watch parties, and exclusive episodes not found anywhere else, that's patreon.com/Avengers Podcast. I'm just one of your hosts, Brandon. I can't do it alone. Clinton, how are you doing, sir?
I am fabuloso.
Oh, machachos. Nice. Oh, machachos or bichachos?
No, bichachos.
Oh, that okay. Yeah. Amy, how are you doing?
I am Groot.
Oh, that's almost perfect. Guys, we are reviewing I Am Groot. Before we get into there, guys, we have Fildred and Matt Durkee as our two newest patrons. Fildred, Matt Durkee, thank you guys so much.
Those are such fun names.
I really like them. I really
Two names that are hard to pronounce in 1 week.
And I actually had to ask Clinton. I was like, Clinton, would you pronounce this the same? He's like, yeah, that's good. So I got a second approval. So if they're wrong, Clinton and I are both wrong. Fildred, Matt Durkee, thank you so much for supporting the Patreon. Thank you so much for supporting this podcast of ours. And if you have not, if you have not watched I Am Groot, it's a 5-episode miniseries. Spoiler alert ahead for I Am Groot. Oh, man, I'm excited to talk about this one because we were divisive heading into it. So I'm going to jump right in. Clinton, what did you think of
I Am? Oh, you're starting with me?
Oh, I am, because you were. Okay, little preface here. Clinton was like, oh, God, this is mad. What is the point of this? Is this really? Okay, I'm not looking forward to this at all. So, Clinton, I want to know if you stayed a downer or if you changed your tune.
I don't think downer is the word. It's just realistic.
Okay. All right. Clinton, give us your realistic point of view for I Am Groot. This is spoiler territory. We're going to talk about this. We're going to go in depth with the 5 little episodes, and we're going to start with Clinton. Clinton, overall thoughts on the new animated little mini series I Am Groot?
Pointless. Pointless, but fun sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I just... Okay. So...
I love how Clinton's like, all right, I'm taking the gloves off.
I like that I'm approaching it like I am a review for a movie or a show, right? And it's not that at all. At all. It's like 3 minutes of a little fun thing.
3 minutes and, times 5, Clinton. That's a total.
15 minutes total of a series. And it pisses me off that they weren't under I Am Groot the whole time. It was like 5 separate fucking things I have to click on. And I have to go back after I click on one.
Like, right.
Make it under the same category. Disney Plus, do an update. Fix that, please. Because it's fucking annoying. And I feel like I had to... I wanted to watch them in order. Even though it doesn't matter if there's an order, because they're all pointless anyway. Like, if it wouldn't matter if they were there or not. However, I did snicker and laugh a few times when I watched these.
Ah, so the Grinch.
There was one episode in particular that I enjoyed a lot.
The Grinch does have heart. Is that what we're confirming?
Yes. Okay. Yes. There was one episode in particular that I loved. It was the one with the little bugs and he farts.
Oh,
and that was my favorite one.
I Am the Little Guy is that episode.
Yes. That one was great. I enjoyed that one. There was a few that I was like, whatever. I liked the one where he was taking a bath. That one was funny too. When he kept getting the leaves on him and he would shape them. That was cute. But like still, what did it matter? What was this for?
Okay. All right. Clinton.
To scratch the itch for Groot lovers.
All right. So I'm going to say.
I want to know what it was for.
I'm answering.
How did it tie?
I'm going to let Emmy go last because I like to be a little surprised, and Emmy is always our wild card, at least lately. And I knew Clinton was a little bit more, really, who's this for? I know my opinion. That's why I want to save Emmy for last. So, honestly, charming. Charming is the best word I can think of. Clinton, could you not? I thought this.
Oh my God.
I thought it was a fun, charming, doesn't take itself too seriously, just a fun, amazing little time. I have a baby Groot, by the way. I really do. Hold on a second. Give me 2 seconds.
Charming.
Get
your penis out of the screen, man. I'm sorry. Come on.
I have a little life-size baby Groot, and I will say this made me love baby Groot even more. It was so fun. It was so charismatic. It was so cute, adorable, made me laugh multiple times. And it just was a fun, relaxing. After we review Marvel Studios content, we review Jurassic Park, we review MCU nerdy things all the time. And it's like, all right. It was just nice to turn on the TV and watch something that was something that I could even tell my niece, who is 5 years old, hey, watch this. And maybe she will say, you know what? Fucking love that little dude. He's fucking awesome. And maybe it gets her started into the MCU. I want to see more of this little guy and see what he entails and what adventures he gets into. And I will say, you said I'm the little guy. I'm going to go ahead and preface. It was probably your favorite episode. Because you said it was, you liked when he was like all over the little guy, the little bugs, and he was over them and everything. I don't know. That's what I took from it. I got to say, one of my favorite episodes was Groot Magnum Opus, and it was with Rocket and Drax with the soap. I thought that was absolutely amazing with Rocket being like, What? How did you get the walls wet and on fire? Like, I thought that was so hysterical. It was very typical, like Groot reminds me of a cat. He's very.
Nah, he's not an asshole.
No, he's kind of like he's kind of doing
like a kid.
He's kind of doing some crazy shit, but at the same time, he means well. There's no ill intent. So I loved it. I loved I Am Groot. I thought this was exactly what I needed. It was a palate cleanser going into She-Hulk. Clinton's rubbing his eyes super hard, and that's fine. I am Groot. I enjoyed it. Magnum Opus was my favorite episode, and I honestly would give this a big thumbs up, especially for children that you could get into the MCU, and this is a great introductory little series for them. So, Emmy, you have Clinton, who is extremely frustrated hearing my thoughts, who is dying to be pissing all over my parade. And
No, that's not true.
Okay, all right. And you have my thoughts. What did you think?
I think, okay, so you used the word, what was the word you used?
Charming.
Okay. I think that the word that I would use, I'd use two words. Fun, but inconsequential.
Yes.
Does everything have to be consequential?
No, but at least give me something that's more than 3 minutes.
It was cute, and this is coming from someone who their homeroom last year made her watch multiple episodes of Forky Explains, like Forky Explains Money and Forky Explains Friends and Forky Explains All the Things.
Mm-hmm. At least they had a purpose.
Wow, Clinton. Wow.
It was fun. It was cute. There were times, though, and this is going to be the sticking point for me. I had to keep reminding myself he's a kid. He is a child. He's a baby. He's a toddler. Because there were a couple times that it made me dislike Groot.
What?
No, like, I never got that.
When what? He went after a poor defenseless bonsai tree for doing nothing other than existing. And I know it was an accident, but he steps on all those bug things.
That was my favorite part.
I love how Clinton's like, I like when he fucks shit up.
No, it's just, he was trying to help and he realized in his face, I just laughed out. That part made me laugh out loud because he was like, oh,
shit.
And you knew when you were watching what happened.
Cool. I mean, and it's, and I guess it's okay because like they all start popping up out of the dirt, but like, and then he also shaves that rainbow squirrel.
Yes.
It was like, it was taunting them the whole time.
Okay. Well, I don't like it.
You know, if you're going to talk shit and make fun of something, you better be able to defend yourself. At least he didn't kill it. He shaved it like a llama and they regrow hair. It'll be fine.
Okay, still, I'm not a fan of things doing harm to other things, and so that turned me off a little bit.
But he didn't harm. He shaved it.
Yeah, he shaved it.
It was shaking and traumatized at the end.
It was trembling.
Was laughing at him. He was a bully and got what he deserved. Fuck that bird.
So the bird can be a bully, but as soon as Groot stands up for himself, it's like, nope.
Yeah, it's like, nope, you can't do that.
Two wrongs don't make a right.
Okay, so people, if you're listening, Emmy says, just keep getting bullied. Just deal with it.
No,
it'll be fine because there's no consequences to that.
I'm not saying that. I'm saying, I don't know. It was cute. I did enjoy it. I had the same gripe that it wasn't under the same umbrella. So like I kept turning on the first one, waiting for it to be like playing the next episode, but it never happened. And so I just had to click on them randomly.
I will agree there. Yeah.
Didn't love that, but it was cute.
It was cute. I will agree with Clinton there 100% with his feedback on, like, I was just looking, start the series, you know, start it 1 through 5. Here we go. And like, I was like fast forwarding through 30 minutes of credits in a 2-episode series. I'm like, why is the next one not starting?
Yes.
Why is it not saying skip credits, get to the next one? I was like, what's happening? So I will say the way Disney Plus set up this series, not good. I agree with Clinton 100%. That was a little annoying. Actually, not even a little. It was pretty annoying. What's the point of having a full series releasing on Disney Plus all at once? This is like Netflix. Here's an entire series. Here you go. And it's like, by the way, if you like this one, check out this next one. Because I almost thought like Groot's first steps should be the first one I watched because he was coming out of that potted plant, which reminded me of Guardians 1. When he's dancing.
Was that not the first one you watched?
Wasn't the first one?
No, it's not. That was the last one I watched. And that's a great point, guys. The fact that that's my last one I watched tells you that it's like some people are going to watch this in different orders because it's not.
I accidentally watched them in order.
Yeah, no, the first one I watched was.
It suggests an order.
No, I literally went to the very first I Am Groot page and the first one that showed up was I Am the Little Guy. And I clicked play. Yeah. And I clicked play right away. And that was Disney Plus. I did not change anything. I literally went, because it was on the front page of Marvel when you click it on Disney Plus. I Am the Little Guy. I was like, okay, play. So I agree, Clinton. I think the way the series could be set up is a little bit different. It is very inconsequential. And sometimes I feel like that's needed, especially in such a franchise where things are so heavy sometimes and things we take it so seriously when we review every little thing. Where Groot can just walk around and just like stomp on bugs and at the end they poke out and they're like, hey, I'm still here. I liked it. It was charming. I'm going to say it again. I really just enjoyed it. It was a very fun, lighthearted, beautiful animated series. I enjoyed it a lot.
It felt like something for a person in elementary school.
Yeah.
Even though I enjoyed parts, but it wasn't. To me, Miss Marvel was that palate cleanser for me. It was a show that didn't have heavy consequences. It was a rom-com. We had like, it was fun. And
there's multi dimensions that could go down.
Fair. So, this just felt something like for children.
But
okay. To your point, Brandon, you were like, you said that your niece could watch this
100%
and enjoy it. And that's, I feel like the audience, I mean, and there's a lot of people, I feel like Marvel got on this bandwagon with Groot when they had baby Groot and they just stuck to, I want fucking adult Groot back. So I'm a little burnt out with this baby Groot ride. We've done it for years and like,
well, he's a teenager now.
When's he going to grow up? Yeah. But they're milking baby Groot. And I just want the Groot from the first Guardians. You remember Groot from the first Guardians?
Yeah.
My favorite version of Groot.
To your point though, Miss Marvel, I would not be able to show my homeroom. This, I could show my homeroom, and nobody would get mad at me.
Right.
I don't think, hopefully.
Well, I didn't say you couldn't. I said Miss Marvel was a palate cleanser for me because it didn't take itself as seriously. This feels like something for kids.
For me?
This seems like something like if I go to McDonald's and I get a Happy Meal, I'm going to get a color thing for this show.
A color thing.
Yeah.
What is it? Like a little,
like a paper
McDonald's coloring bag where you
a
like
coloring sheet.
Coloring sheet.
Yes. Or you could even say a Happy Meal toy. You could even do that.
Yeah, just
don't make him think too hard.
Sorry. But
okay. Oh, I don't want to make y'all think too hard about this Groot thing, because there's nothing to think hard about.
I agree that it's inconsequential. But I wouldn't, and maybe they are milking it a little bit, but it's cute. And
I'm not. There's only one episode I didn't like.
Okay.
Like, so, I enjoyed it.
Oh, all right. So let's do some quick reviews. Quick reviews. Nothing huge. Is there Rotten Tomatoes on this, Amy?
Of course there is.
Oh, come my on. God. Okay. We're going to do quick reviews of all five mini episodes. But before
I swear to God, Groot is what takes out the Avengers.
It's going to happen. All right, Emmy.
No, bitch. We are Groot.
Yeah. Damn straight, Emmy. Oh, don't go. No, that's the first Guardians. That's the first Guardians where he's grown up.
I know, but the one y'all don't like.
But she referenced
it. We didn't say we didn't like it.
We never said we didn't, asshole. And she said we are Groot to reference the first one. You're like, ugh. And that's the one you were like, I love that one. I want that one back.
I do, but it's just milked. Like, why are we so focused?
I'm going to milk you later. All right, Clinton.
Wish you would.
All right.
I have nipples, Greg. Can you milk me?
I watched that movie the other day. I have nipples.
Me too.
Greg.
Yeah. Me too.
You didn't tell me about your cat milking days in Motown. Great movie. If you've not watched Meet the Parents, ooh, I might put that on. Velocipastor, Meet the Parents. You let us know what you want.
No, Velocipastor is getting reviewed.
Okay. We'll put it on the August Patreon.
Nope. It's happening.
It's got to be a poll. It's got to be a poll.
No, it doesn't. We didn't do a poll once.
That's the tier. We have to do Jurassic Park 2. 1 month we didn't do a
poll. All right. Emmy, Rotten Tomatoes before we... This is going to break up the
Avengers. I do have the IMDb for each episode. I don't have Rotten Tomatoes for each episode. Okay. Just IMDb.
Fair enough.
Okay. So guess.
IMDb because it's low.
No, Rotten Tomatoes.
I thought you just said you have the IMDb, not the Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah, I have Rotten Tomatoes for the whole series.
Oh, as it should be.
Okay, I agree with that.
Each episode is 3 minutes.
I have the IMDb for the whole series.
Okay, Rotten Tomatoes.
I have Google users for the whole series.
Rotten Tomatoes, 75%.
65. It's going to be higher than that because people fucking love Groot.
Fuck off, Clinton.
Critics gave it an 80%.
Yeah. Awesome. Sorry.
Audiences gave it an 83%.
Hell yeah, audiences. Clinton, roll your eyes all you want, you motherfucker. Don't you fucking do it.
IMDb gave it a 7.2.
Okay. All right.
And 96% of Google users.
Google's showing up. All right. So just in case you're wondering, if you're looking at our artwork for this review, I'm going to have Clinton just looking all salty and pissed off. I'm going to have Emmy just holding out to baby Groot looking adorable. And I'm going to be smiling proudly. That's what I'm going to do. Because Clinton, you need to quit being such a wet blanket. This was a fun series. So
it would be more fun if it wasn't so short.
Clinton, just because it's short doesn't mean it can't pack a powerful punch. All right. I know you'd like it long. I get it. I understand that. You like a little girth, but this was really, really nice. Okay. I'm sorry that
it just felt.
It wasn't the motion of the ocean for you.
That's what it is. It's not the size of the worm. It's the motion of the ocean.
But he's the size of the boat, Emmy. It's the motion in the ocean. That's the saying. Not the worm.
But you wanted a bigger boat.
I mean, everybody needs a bigger boat.
I just don't care about Groot. No.
I was making a Jaws reference.
All right, guys, let's talk about each mini episode. First off, I'm going to just start with the order I watched them. It's not the order you probably watched them.
Oh, no, there's an actual order.
Okay,
yeah, then let's do that. In the We Are Groot channel.
Okay.
Oh. For anyone that hasn't watched it.
Okay.
I put that there.
That's in Discord?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. All right. We Are Groot. We're going to get there right now. So first one, Groot's First Steps. I thought this was hysterical. I thought this was hilarious where he was mad at the new tree getting the warm welcome. He was really, really irritated. I thought it was funny that he, I don't know. He was jealous of this plant. He was jealous of this huge tree. And even then, though, I love that Groot's heart at the end played a huge point of this. He still put like the blanket over the new plant. It shows his quote unquote humanity. And it, he's literally like, yeah, I still got your back, dude. I'm sorry. And he was able to walk.
And put a cheesy poof in the branches.
He did. I was hoping it was a Zarg nut, just based on Guardians, or excuse me, Infinity War. But I still really, really enjoyed this. I thought it was cute and adorable and a great way to start out the series.
I don't know. I wouldn't say this was my favorite. It was just kind of like, at this point, because this was the first one I watched, It was just kind of like, what is this? And then the fact that he attacks this new plant,
right,
and rips a limb off of it, like, that's aggressive. We don't need to do all that.
Well, he's also a plant.
Yeah,
so it's plant on plant crime. But I did like that the plant kind of fought back.
I did,
and
too.
In the end they both ended up getting their pots destroyed. It was a weird way to start, because I was just like, what am I watching? Right. What is happening?
Right. Clinton, you're uncharacteristically hyperverbal. What did you think?
Hyper nonverbal.
It was a great way to start it because it shows him in the plant. And I think this is supposed to take place between his, obviously his, like, when we see
Guardians him. 1 and Guardians yeah. 2.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So it was a great starting point. Not impressed with this episode.
Okay.
It was just, well, just felt like, nah. I mean, it, I felt like there was not a lot of, God, it's hard after reviewing like things. And then you think of this and you're just like, It just wasn't a thing. I don't care. I wasn't entertained with this one.
So the next episode.
I wasn't entertained with this.
Wait, hold on.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. IMDb gave this episode a 7.0.
Oh, not bad.
I want to point that out. Also, during this episode, I was like, how the fuck are we going to review this? I wasn't taking notes, and I was like, what?
What happened?
What am I supposed to take notes on? What am I?
Oh, so give you a little hint, Emmy. The next episode was The Little Guy, and here's my notes. Tongue action, firing shots. so we review the next one is the Little Guy, and Clinton, I think you said you really liked this episode. This was
one of I had favorites. Fun with this one from beginning to end. This one entertained me.
Okay, cool. So I really love this because we see this little tongue just flying around. I was like, oh, Clinton's gonna like that. He loves tongues, and he's gonna enjoy that.
My dick.
He enjoys fucking dinosaurs. Just in case you're wondering.
I can't help, and dinosaurs love fucking me.
The one day when your Twitter account says Clinton the dinosaur fucker jump, I'm going to lose my shit.
I just changed my Twitter handle, by the way.
Oh, what is it, Clinton? Plug it.
It's clax _ attacks.
Hell yeah.
CLAX _ ATTAX.
Damn straight.
Yeah. Unfollow.
So
what if I unfollowed him? I wonder if he'd notice.
Isn't yours like happy hippie and some numbers?
And my birthday. Yeah.
Happy Throw hippie, up. And it's not with a Y, it's IE.
Hippie. Happy. Grow up. Hippie. You're in your 50s now.
Thank
not
you.
Not a hippie anymore.
All right. So we see all the.
Do you still say that even though I still recycle? You hate it?
I don't hate it.
You tried to get me to throw recycling in your trash can last night.
Aluminum cans.
Yeah,
I did.
All right, well, that's riveting. I'm gonna throw it out there. So we see, obviously, I'm the little guy. He's finally the big guy. He is huge, and this like swarm of little tiny bugs or aliens, whatever, they get in their cannons and start shooting at him left and right. It's really, really charming,
which was funny in itself.
Yeah,
you're like, he sees them as like these little bugs, and then they start like fighting back with like advanced technology.
Exactly.
And it made me laugh,
and they shoot at him like crazy. And then he steps on them. And then at the very end, they pop out. And they're like, well, it's a lot of fun.
Well, no, so he farts and a leaf falls down. And that's everything they wanted, was like leaves. And you see this old bug. It's got like the little thing over its head. And it's got a basket. And it's like pulling all that can off the leaf. Like, she's so grateful. And he's just like crying. Excited. Yeah, he's excited. So he goes and gets a bush for them. Yeah. And on the way back, he steps on them.
Oh my God.
It's so funny. Good. This one
made me laugh a lot.
There you go.
As soon as he realizes that he's potentially murdered the entire flock of whatever they are, he just kind of like scoots the rock back over, just like nothing's happened here.
Good. So we all like this one. Is this a safe bet? This one was a good one. Mm-hmm. All right.
I liked it. And I hated that he actually stepped on them until I realized that they had made it. They didn't actually.
Yes. I thought that was really funny. And I like that they showed that.
I don't think any bugs or animals were harmed in the making of this.
IMDb gave this a 7.8.
Oh, a really
That's a big high jump.
Eight tenths higher.
Oh, for sure.
0.8.
So the next.
Nasty.
Okay. Well, the next one.
Oh, 0.8 if you're not a mathematician.
All right. Well, the next one is.
Says lady that don't know guys, how to read
I
tags.
Swear on everything holy if you don't. So, swear on God. The next one we see is.
I didn't even say words. I'm sorry.
You were like, blah, 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 blah. The next one we see.
Penis.
I'm done. You guys, you just keep going. I'm done. Now, the next one we see is Groot's Pursuit, and it is really, really hilarious stuff. Clinton, you're shaking your head. No. What did you?
Second least favorite one.
You have an order. Your second least favorite one. Why was this one not so good for you?
He meets a blob that disguises him and makes him dance. There was no like funniness to this.
There was upbeat salsa music. And they,
okay, cool. But that's, you could tell that was their intention. They were going to get you with the dancing and it was be cute and funny.
And he ejected him out of the fucking ship and he flies.
That's crazy.
That was funny.
Yes, it was.
Like, I am Groot.
Yeah, he was very forceful, like, no, you're not Groot, you're a poser. Obviously, because you're talking, you're not the real Groot.
This felt forced. It felt like Groot dancing. Groot is cute.
Oh my God.
We're going to have Groot dancing, so that's going to be really cute.
All right.
And so, like, I just...
Have you ever seen When the Grinch Stole Christmas? No, like, it was about Clinton, who stole our joy from this episode.
No, at least the other ones had, like, some kind of little story, like he's exploring or he's just come out of.
I'm gonna give you my little story.
This one was just like, we got a blob that he can't find, and the blob replicates him, and they dance off. They have a dance off. It was like,
it was a nod to the first. Yeah, not recycled. It was a nod. I thought it was cute. Here's the question that I have here though.
Yep.
What the fuck is Zaku?
They don't know. They just wanted to have a reason for Groot to dance.
Can we say that again? What the fuck is that goo?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it was like in a test tube or something, and then something happens to release it. And that I think is what bothers me about this episode, is just that it doesn't clarify
what's really going on. Yeah.
It doesn't clarify. It doesn't connect to anything. It doesn't.
It's basically what I said. There was just
You were like
playing it. No, up Clinton. Just for him to dance.
Clinton. That's all they're doing this Clinton.
For. I was fine with the dancing. Clinton, I just wanted to know what.
How Clinton's like. That's basically what I said. No, it's not. Emmy's like, I want a little more context what the goo is.
No, so I said that.
Clinton. Let me finish. Clinton. Let me finish. Emmy's like, I want some more context with this goo and some understanding. And you're like, this is baiting. This is just fucking Groot shit. I'm Groot. This is fucking stupid. This is not fun. This is blah, blah.
I didn't say that
at
all.
Yeah, you did.
No, I said this one, at least, like, the other ones had some context behind them. There's like a story in a small amount of time. This one had nothing. It was just like, there's goo, and we're going to make it replicate Groot, and then we're going to have him dance. There was just no real, like, what?
Okay. All right. I enjoyed this episode. I thought it was really funny. I love the salsa. I thought it was really, especially when the other Groot was talking. Obviously, it's not really a Groot. And he's like, nope, fuck off. Get out of here. I am Groot. It was really funny.
Can I suggest something right now in this moment?
Yes, always.
Like live on television? Okay. at the end of this, can we rank them?
Yes. Yes.
Like each of us rank them?
Yes, I agree.
Okay.
So next episode was Groot Takes a Bath. What?
Groot's Pursuit was 7.3 on IMDb.
Oh, nice. So Groot Takes a Bath. He has a mustache. He has a dress. I love when he puts this mud on him and he grows leaves. This is one of my favorites. This might be my second favorite. He strips the colorful feathers of this little creature, and the creature shivers, and it's really, really funny. I really, really enjoyed this episode. I thought it was really funny how he takes this mud bath and he like puts all the mud on him, and the leaves kind of take shape and become whatever he wants. When he comes down with the dress, I thought this was really, really awesome. I wasn't ready for that dress moment. And I thought it was a really, really cute and adorable scene. So yeah, Groot Takes a Bath. Clinton, more angry.
He should have killed that fucking bird.
Oh,
God.
No.
No. It was a rainbow bird. That's homophobic.
Oh, okay. Well,
I don't, I feel like if anyone can talk about it, then I can, Emmy. Don't comment on other people's orientation.
Yeah. I'm not commenting on anybody's orientation.
Remember that time where we had like 7 episodes of our podcast and Clinton got called out for being homophobic? That was fun.
Yeah, that was a great time for me. And my mental health is good.
That's it. This podcast.
this one I like too.
Okay.
I like the little montage of him in different personas, I think was my favorite. And then how proud he is when he's in the leaf dress walking down.
Yes, I loved it. I absolutely
This episode was great. I enjoyed this one. I also think the bird got what was coming to it, because it literally didn't even have a squawk. It didn't have like a bird noise. It fucking laughed at him the whole time. It literally laughed.
It's an alien from another planet. Maybe that's what its call sounds like.
Okay, so maybe it's not a bird at all, Emmy. Maybe it's not a bird at all.
And it didn't look like a bird. It had fur on it.
Maybe it was a predator. We don't know.
It was like a burl. A bird squirrel.
Wow.
Well, he got his, and he's cold now. So Groot felt cold inside after being mocked. You can only get mocked so long
before you take someone's feathers away or fur.
Yes.
Okay.
And you wear it as a scarf and you walk away proudly.
Okay.
As Groot did.
Emmy, what was your thoughts?
And this one had context.
You talked about how it was hard for you to root for Groot at times, because obviously he is really adorable and cute and fun, but also he's kind of a little bit vindictive. He's kind of like,
vengeful.
So this episode, was this one of your favorites? If so, or if not, why?
I didn't hate this episode because of the montage of him with the mustache and the, like, just like all of the different like leave things that you saw of him.
Yeah.
However, I didn't like that they didn't give context as to why the leaves died.
Oh,
like there were like multiple times when he had an adorable
alien planet. Emmy, leaves are different there. May not be leaves.
You're using the time argument, but with like alien. Sorry. All right, I'll leave this alone.
Yeah. Emmy said it might not be a.
Okay. Well, no, but like, but some of them stayed and some of them did not. The dress stayed. Other things did not. It was a cute episode, regardless of my nitpicks. There was something that didn't fade. I'm not sure.
Okay.
It just, there was not really a rhyme or reason as to what turned fall colors and fell off and what didn't.
All right.
I feel like the way I took it was he has leaves on him already. Mm-hmm. Right. It just like pushed him up really heavily for a short amount of time. And so he still has leaves on him, but not to that proportion.
I always thought
maybe,
and so he had fun with it,
right,
while that happened to him. Yeah. And then the mud dried up. It was like the mud amplified his leaves.
Okay.
And then they died off quickly. It was like a temporary effect of the mud.
Okay. That makes sense. It was really cute though. And especially like just him sitting in there doing the spa thing and then like he like squeezed something to make the water turn colors, and then he like covered up the little things with mud so that he had bubbles, and it was just like the whole experience.
It's so good.
When and I like the way they did it as a montage mm-hmm. of different things because it had different energy. And when he showed up as a the four-legged thing.
Dog
starts with an M.
Cat.
A fucking
mouse.
Holy shit. Mouse.
Montresaur.
No, we're not reviewing just Jurassic Park anymore. I don't think it's that. I don't
Machu Picchu.
I don't know, but someone's yelling it, and someone.
What is? Will tell what? Us. Describe it. Describe it.
Yeah.
When he had the four legs.
Yeah. Like when we he had know like that. The.
He was half Groot, half.
Oh, a centaur.
Oh, Minotaur.
Minotaur.
Yeah.
No, Minotaur. No, Minotaur is wrong. It's a centaur.
Well,
Minotaur is top half bull, bottom half man.
He said starts with an M, so I said Minotaur.
That's what my brain was thinking. It may be a centaur, but
it's a centaur.
When he showed up and he was like
yes,
confident, like
bruh. He was confident in the mustache. He was confident, and then he comes down all proper in a dress, and I was like, oh, I love you, Groot, so much.
When he was proper and acting like he was like getting popper off,
yes, the
that was hilarious.
Loved French it.
Aristocracy.
Ooh.
Aristocrats.
Good. I like it.
Wow. Aristocracy.
Yeah.
Feifel goes west.
Feifel goes west. Speaking of cats, Magnum Opus is our final review, or excuse me, our episode. Magnum. Excuse me.
Amy wants to tell us what Magnum Opus means.
No. She wants to tell us the Rotten Tomatoes for, Groot Takes a Bath.
IMDb gave it a 7.4.
Okay. Sorry. Okay, 7.4. So we go to Magnum Opus, and I really, really enjoyed this episode a lot. We see, guys, I didn't know ALF was a comic. Is that a thing? I didn't Google it. I apologize. ALF as a comic?
Sure. Book? Yeah, I think so.
I had no idea. We see Rocket. We see Drax taking a bath with soap. We see, oh, man, of course, we see this. Of course, it's a bomb. He explodes a bomb. We see a glitter bomb, of all things. And
ugh. Miss me with that shit.
Okay, well.
I hate glitter. I think everyone knows.
Guys.
I think I've said it. I think we already talked about it.
Guys.
What?
5661. Mm-hmm. P.O. Box 5661, Knoxville, Tennessee 37928. Send us a glitter bomb, and I will make sure that Clinton gets it.
No,
please
do it. I will please. Quit the podcast.
No, please send us a glitter bomb, please.
If you send a glitter bomb addressed to me,
mm-hmm.
I will quit the podcast.
You've been asking for a letter. So if you
said I want a letter that because I want to feel loved. I want to feel a love letter.
Nope, that ain't
sometimes.
The way.
No. Sometimes. Hold on, Clinton. Sometimes a love letter is in the form of a glitter bomb.
Not if you know me. I think that's relative to the person. A love letter to me would not be a glitter bomb. That would be a fuck you letter.
Okay.
Because you know I hate them.
Okay, Glenn. Well, that's a pretty shallow thing to think, but okay.
Is it shallow? I think I just don't like glitter, and if someone sends me
Okay, anyway, so we see Groot Magnum Opus. We see the ALF comic. We see this glitter bomb explode. We see soap. We see the walls. Well, how did you get the walls wet and on fire, says Rocket. We see, got to get this fridge. Is that my tail hair? Groot! We see Rocket in this one. Guys, this is my favorite episode. I know we're ranking them in a little bit, but Groot Magnum Opus, because of Rocket, because of the tie-in with the Guardians, it was so fucking wonderful. And especially when he's like, don't think you can get out of here, out of this, because you're cute. And he does get out of it because he's cute, because he's fucking Groot. I really, really enjoyed this. I thought it was really, really hilarious. And yeah, good stuff. Really, really good stuff. So Magnum Opus, Brandon's number one favorite episode.
Clinton was right. I do want to tell you what Magnum Opus means. Uh-huh. It's a very important work of art.
Oh, okay.
Also,
I wanted to beat you to it, damn it.
Okay, well, I'm sorry about it. Also, I did Google if Alf was a comic, and it is. So just to answer that question.
Okay. I feel better about that.
Bradley Cooper was the voice of this. Vin Diesel was the voice of Groot throughout this. And James Gunn did have a part where he was the watch that he puts on his head in the third episode.
The shitty episode.
Groot's pursuit. So just putting that out there. I will agree with Brandon. No, this was absolutely my favorite episode.
Oh, wow.
I got to a point today where it wasn't showing me new episodes to watch. And I was like, oh, I only watched four. I thought there were supposed to be five. And so I had to go back in and try to find this episode. I almost missed it. I'm glad I didn't, because this episode, I was like, this is what I wanted. This ties in a
something
little bit.
Beside Groot with Rocket.
You see
Drax.
Rocket, you see Drax, and it was like, oh, I did enjoy this.
To Emmy's point, I completely agree. It ties in with the greater MCU. We see Rocket, we see more of the Guardians in here, and more of that mysterious, like, I guess with the old Groot, like the other Groot episodes, they're like kind of contained within themselves. With this episode, it feels more in the greater MCU. Yeah, exactly. And I think, Clinton, I'm going to be shocked if this is not your favorite episode as well. I'm curious. Groot, I Am Groot, Magnum Opus. Where did this one land for you?
It was not my favorite episode. Sorry. Cut that clearing my throat out.
No, I'm going to leave it in for that awkward moment.
Yeah, that's the old person in me. Can't help it. So the old person that clears his throat and also forgets to mute. Forgive me.
It's nice, though. It's better for you to clear your throat and not have that, like, you know, when you hear somebody talk and it's like, can you please just fucking clear your throat? Yeah.
There's been times, though, when it's there and I have like a sultry voice and I'm like, I don't want to clear my throat because I sound sexy.
Really? I don't know.
Yeah. It's all the guys.
Or when disgusting. I have
stuff in my throat, they love it.
You like when I put stuff in your throat.
That's because you have their stuff in your throat.
Yeah, I'm just
not
saying.
True. Not true.
Allegedly. Allegedly.
No. 100% not true.
Okay. All right.
This episode, I liked. It was okay. It was... I feel like every episode had a callback to Guardians. Mm-hmm. There was the Milano in the background on one. He was on the ship in one. Like, they always had something to tie it, but this one, they had other characters. And this one, there was moments Rocket didn't sound like Rocket to me, and he sounded like Bradley Cooper. Like, I know that's him who does it, and he does sound different to me in a lot, but... And then he has reading glasses. That was kind of funny to me. When Rocket pulled out his reading glasses.
It was cute.
He's probably going to die in Guardians 3, and it makes me mad.
I didn't think that until he pulled out his reading glasses, and I was like, oh, fuck, he's old.
Yeah.
No.
Yep. I enjoyed this one, too.
Okay.
And I loved when he pulled up the... Like, it was a sweet moment for just a split second because they're only 3-minute episodes. But he pulled up the picture and he was like he was, Rocket thought it was really sweet. And then it completely gets overtaken by the chaos of the scene. Yeah, it was good.
All right. It was good. Guys.
Okay.
Yeah. Hold on. No, go for it.
Did you notice that, first of all, that picture is fucking sweet as shit, but did you guys notice that Star-Lord, Peter Quill, is crying? It's, first of all, it's a picture from that first Guardians episode, or first Guardians movie, where they're all inside of Groot. Not sexually.
Say it differently.
Then
when Groot surrounds them.
No.
They're all inside of Groot. They're fucking Groot at the very first Guardians.
No, it's at the very end of Guardians when he surrounds them and saves them. Mm-hmm. And you see, like, he's got Gamora, he's got Drax, he's got everybody. He put the tail hair on Rocket.
And he didn't consent to stealing his tail hair.
Clinton.
No, he
but
didn't.
You're usually against that. Clinton. But I guess because it was sweet. You Clinton. Let it slide this time, Emmy.
Clinton, stop.
Peter Quill, Star-Lord, is in this picture as well. And he's like bawling like a baby. Uh-huh. Just like tears in his eyes. And I thought that was kind of funny that Groot was like, everybody was great. Gamora's got her sword in her hand. Like everybody's fine, but Quill's a big old baby.
Let me get something straight.
Oh, you getting something straight? No, no, no.
No, it's probably not gonna be
Let's get something crooked. Let's get something gay. Here comes
Let's Clinton. Get something crooked. All right. It's gonna be my new thing to say.
Clinton, you need to say, let me get something gay. Real quick.
No, let me get something crooked because it's like a wink to it. You know what I mean?
Oh, you're right.
They're like, that's straight. Yeah, right. It's more clever.
I'm straight. You're gay, but we love each other.
Not in a gay way.
Depends on the day.
Nah, not my top.
My teeth.
What are you going to be an
asshole? I have fangs.
Your teeth are perfect. Your teeth are perfect. It's your personality that sucks.
God, I hate
you. And that face.
Just kidding. Your teeth are perfect. Everything else is fucked.
No, I'm just kidding. Emmy had a problem with this bird that mocked Groot the entire episode, and then he shaved him. But this episode, Groot can shave Rocket and it's fine because there's a drawing, Clinton, at the end.
You go off, Clinton. You do it.
Groot didn't suck my shave.
Ass, suck his ass. Yes. I'm Team Clinton here.
Not without consent.
I am so Team Clinton.
You didn't say anything about consent until I just brought it up.
Yep.
He didn't get consent from Rocket's
Team Clinton. Team Clinton here all day.
And Rocky.
Rocky
is a sentient. Like, he is aware. He has a consciousness. He could consent. The bird could not. And you were mad about that.
Oh,
and
shit.
That he Clinton. Can do this to Rocket, and it's okay now because it was a cute, fun
shots
callback
fired.
To Guardians.
Shots
All right.
fired.
All right.
You have double standards.
Okay, listen.
Oh,
listen.
Shit.
I don't.
Okay.
Let me Defend throw yourself. Down the glove.
All right. All right.
Okay. So, Groot shaved the fucking bird. Groot did not shave Rocket. Did not shave him.
Oh,
hold he on. Took a piece. He cut he a piece took, of hold tail. On.
A little tiny bit of hair.
Okay, so that's fine, I guess. Let's put it in perspective with consent. Let's do that. Okay. If I were to go to someone, okay,
okay,
another human.
Yep.
And I shaved their head. Like I got a pair of clippers and didn't even shave their head, but I did the thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like from Jackass? Somebody.
Yeah, from Jackass. That's the equivalent of the bird, right?
Yeah.
But also I go to someone and I grab a piece of their hair and cut a chunk off. That person's not going to be equally as upset. You still need consent for both things, correct?
Clinton's. It depends on the person and the hairstyle.
Oh my God. Okay.
Bullshit.
Clinton, you win. I'm gonna sign
that. Bullshit.
I'm gonna give it Clinton on that one. Okay, so guys, let's
wait.
What was the IMDb for this one, Amy?
IMDb was 7.9.
Okay. Oh, that's a good one.
And I also wanted to bring up the whole just the adorableness of like it looks like a bomb went off in here, and then I am Groot. A bomb did go off in here.
Yes. No, he said it with, he's like,
so adorable.
But the way he said it too, because I remember watching this and he's like, I am Groot. Like, it did go off. And I love the inflection in his voice that does that. I also love the 37 minutes later where he's like, this is not the same episode, by the way, but when he's like, 37 minutes later. It's so good.
My favorite episode.
Yes, yeah. I believe. Which
the little guy.
The little guy. He's still pissed off 37 minutes later. It's so good.
I'm glad you brought that up because that was my favorite part of the entire series.
It's a good one.
Just like,
it's a really good one.
Like, he just goes
throwing
crazy.
A fucking tantrum.
Yes, that's
me. Which is what kids do,
and which and is me. What Groot
and
does, me.
And Clinton,
and Clinton.
If you slap me in the face,
and I wanted to bring up too just how adorable he was with the duct tape on his head.
Yes,
and he was trying to fix
Apple Watch. But the Apple Watch too, where he puts the Apple Watch in the
was just a watch. That's a different episode. Apple Watch.
Well, okay, sorry. It was a watch, but he had the flashlight on his forehead where he strapped it around his head. I was like, oh, that's fucking adorable. He fucking strapped. There's so many things about this series that it's really fucking cute. It's really fucking cute.
That wasn't even what I was talking about. Whenever he threw the,
I know, but like to that extent though, it's all adorable.
It is really adorable. And
y'all are just
fuck off.
They're pulling you in.
Yeah, you know what?
They did what they wanted to do for you.
You know what? I would rather be pulled in than fucking. Oh, I'm just a sit. I'm a fucking asshole.
Am I an ogre?
You are.
Yeah. I've been to your house. You do live under a bridge.
Do I?
You know what?
Why do you keep coming over?
Hold on.
Because it's sexier than my house.
Hold on. No. Clinton's sitting there in his house, and Emmy comes over, and she goes, I like that boulder. That is a nice boulder. It is definitely an ogre's house, for sure.
Now, she says it's under a bridge because every time she leaves, she's always wet.
Why am I turned on? Why am I like turned on? I did not have a chub, but now I do, and I'm really disturbed by
it. Don't call it a chub.
What's wrong with
Why would you let me leave if I was still
your basement gets flooded?
Oh my god. Guys, top five. Okay, so we have five episodes of Vine.
Top five.
Here we go.
They all make it.
Woo! So, guys, I'm going to give my top. I'm going to give my number one through five of I Am Groot. I'm going to say number one, Magnum Opus, because of the Rocket Ties is my number one. Number two, I'm going to probably say, Groot Takes a Bath, because it was so charming and funny and cute and adorable. Number three, The Little Guy. Number four, Groot's First Steps. And number five, Groot's Pursuit. All great episodes. Emmy, what's your number one through five?
All right. Number one, we're the same. Magnum Opus all the way.
All right.
Number two, I think, is The Little Guy.
Oh, it's a good one.
It was too cute.
All right.
Number three, Groot Takes a Bath. Number four, Groot's Pursuit. And number five, and maybe it's because I watched it first and I just was like, the fuck is going on here?
Groot's First Steps. All right. Clinton, what's your number one through five, my friend?
My number one is The Little Guy. Number two is Groot Takes a Bath.
Okay.
Number three is Magnus Opus.
All right.
Number four is First Steps. And then number five is Groot's Pursuit.
Oh, wow. All right.
We're pretty different.
We are. I Am Groot. This was a fun series.
We are great.
You know what? We got to review this, and we have reviewed it for quite a while, if that's crazy enough to say. I've really enjoyed talking about this with you guys. We've talked for almost an hour about this actual little episodic 15 minute series. We've been talking for an hour. That's like literally watching Infinity War and talking 12 hours about it. It's what we've done.
Which we did.
Kind of. We
wasn't it a two-parter?
It was, but it wasn't that long. But we edited a lot out. So, guys, I Am Groot.
And that was before we released unedited episodes.
That's very true. I enjoyed this. It was a lot of fun. Emmy, do we have any credits names that we need to get to?
There are about 14.
Oh my God. All right.
No. 14 total names in the credits.
Okay.
So...
how many do we have?
With a grain of salt. Okay. We just have one.
All right.
She had to look hard.
All right. Here we go.
All right. Our compositor, Carmen Wong. Haha, penis.
I've got one.
Mm-hmm.
The watch voice. James Gunning on this pussy.
Oh my god.
You might recognize him as
you might James recognize Gunn. Him.
All right, thank you for joining us for I Am Groot, and thank you so much for being a part of our podcast. Guys, if you want to support the show, you can go to patreon.com/Avengers Podcast. $1 gets you a shout out, $3 gets you a shout out and access to our Discord and Minecraft server, $5 gets you all that and exclusive episodes and Avengers advice, movie reviews, $10. That's you nice. Will get unedited episodes of our podcast. And if you also like the show, you want to contribute to the show, 5-star ratings on your podcast platform of choice, Spotify, Apple Podcasts. It goes a long way with us getting eyes and ears on the
patrons.
We greatly appreciate that support.
Suppository.
Suppository. Appreciate it. So thank you for joining us. Thank you for being a member of us. We'll be back next week. Are we recording Thursday?
Yeah, we are.
All right.
Next Thursday.
Next Thursday for She-Hulk. We'll be back. Oh, don't say She-Shit. She-Shells by the She-Shit. Don't do it.
She-Hulk shits She-Shells by the She-Shore. We're going to be
back. It's going to be horrible. Guys, thank you for joining us. I've had a night. Clinton, Emmy, any final words before we head on out of here?
And you got any?
Oh, my God. No.
I am cunt.
You are cunt?
I am cunt.
Yeah. I will second that.
I will third that.